This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Astros, meanwhile, are the pitchers and catchers have reported. And we heard last segment from Lance McCullers. Luke, I'm glad to know that because you and I are in a similar place of last year. Like I just got to a point where I was over the Lance McCullers updates, right? And he's always talking and talking to telling the media, giving the media the updates, doing what you would think the manager or the trainer or somebody else would be doing. And it just got old, man. Always updating and backsliding, and now he's back on the mound, and now he's the. I promised to our listeners I wasn't going to do that, but it is the first time that we had an update of what the whole offseason looked like for Lance McCullers, so I wanted to bring that to the people. Now, here's the other thing. Joe Espada and Dana Brown are down in West Palm Beach as well, obviously, and they spoke to the media. And Espada had a lot to say, but there was one particular comment that got me to thinking here, Luke. There's one comment that got me to thinking that kind of, I think, probably took most folks by surprise. Maybe not surprise, but just got you to thinking. It was good food for thought. Here's Joe Espada, the manager of the Astros, talking about the offensive approach being different this year for the Astros than it was last year.
It's going to be a more complete in areas that I think last year we kind of got away from our approach. I think we have talked to our players. I think they're aware of that. And we're going to make sure that we emphasize what makes us so elite is when we're able to see a ton of pitches and we can make our opponents work a little bit more.
All right, now Tyler Milner is obviously beside himself with Altuve's base running. That's his pet peeve. I'm in a spot where my pet peeve with Altuve is off speed outside pitch. He's coming out of his cleats trying to pull it over into the Crawford box, right? Like there's just it just happens too often. Hard to make that point. He's a Hall of Famer, best Astro of all time, so it's hard to be real disappointed in him. But I cringe when I see it, Luke. I really cringe when I see it. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Joe Espada is not talking about Jose Altuve, because at this point in time, trying to change Jose Altuve would be silly, even coming from a guy that my skin crawls when I see him do exactly what Joe's talking about. There are guys in this roster, in this lineup, that are going to have to be better, significantly better. They were good last year. They're going to have to be significantly better. And I got a good feeling that Joe's speaking directly to those guys.
For sure. I think overall, in general, the whole lineup needs to be better. I think you could speak in general terms and say, hey, we got to change
our
approach.
By the way, I did not know, Luke, you mentioned some stats earlier. I did not know that the lineup was that bad in terms of how few pitches that they were seeing last year.
Yeah, they were last in the league in pitches seen at the plate last year. And by the way, the top three in their lineup last year in terms of drawing walks were Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman. Well, two of those guys are gone. And the other one, Alvarez, it's probably more of kind of pitching around him more so than even he does have a good eye, but he's aided by pitchers being fearful at times as well. So not only Were they an offense that saw the fewest pitches in the league last year, but now you're losing two of your best hitters when it comes to having that patient approach at the plate. So good luck this year. Now, in regards to Altuve, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think Espada is gearing it more towards the younger guys. You know, Diaz and Peña are at the top of the list. And then if you look down statistically, just who's the worst at working counts and drawing walks, then you get to even Jake Myers and Dubon, all these younger players. It's not going to be Christian Walker. It's not going to be Altuve. They are who they are, but these younger guys need to develop a better approach at the big league level as they get more experience. And I'm of the school of thought that I think you should be a patient hitting team instead of that aggressive team going after the first pitch so often. And I know somebody on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line earlier said, forget that, be aggressive, go after the first pitch, you know, jump all over the pitcher like the Rangers did to us a couple years ago. But I'll also say this, because I am a big stats guy. While the Astros are at the bottom of the league in pitches per plate appearance, the two teams in the World Series last year were top four. So, and if you go back and you look year after year, the teams that have those more patient approaches usually are the ones that have more success. So I think that's important for the Astros this year to be more patient at the plate, work the count, work these starting pitchers, and put together some better and maybe lengthier at-bats for the offense.
You know, when I hear him, Luke, I think about two guys, and you mentioned them in that there, Peña and Diaz. I've said it multiple times with show is I think those two guys right there I say pressure, but what I mean it's not pressure necessarily, but those two guys I think are going to be the two guys that if the Astros are able to overcome losing Bregman and Kyle Tucker and be, I think they can overcome it in multiple ways, right? The pitching staff can be that good. You can overcome it in multiple ways, but I'm talking about if the bats are going to be as lethal as they were with those guys, with Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, it's going to take Christian Walker being really good, but I'm talking about Peña and Diaz are going to have to be special. Like, they're going to have to take the next step. I think both of them, in my opinion, both of them were better last year. Like, you could see it noticeably. They went from being two guys that chase any and everything and are wild as hell at the plate to Peña seemed to be better, was still a little bit of a chaser, but seemed to be better. And Diaz just, he was willing to sacrifice power and hit the ball where it was pitched. And I think his numbers showed that, right? So they've showed the ability to tweak their game to a level where as fans, we watch it, we can see it. But when the manager's talking about seeing more pitches, being more disciplined at the plate, I think the top two guys he's talking about is Yainer Diaz and Jeremy Peña. We'll see if those two guys, if we as fans can see any level of adjustment out of those two guys. That to me made me sit back and think, damn, Joe's trying to change some things up there.
Yeah, he sure is. And this is the time to do it when you're having some changes in this lineup and some guys taking on
turnover
even bigger
like
roles. Yeah, exactly,
absolutely.
With that turnover. So, and by the way, Paredes coming in, he's another guy that he does do a good job drawing walks, working counts. So that will help too with that lineup.
Good. Then it sounds like he'll fit right in on Joe Espada, what Joe Espada wants to see.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.